Among the influential Pharisees living in Jerusalem, there was a young man named Saul. His parents were Jews of the dispersion, who lived in Tarsus, the leading city of Cilicia in southeast Asia Minor. His family belonged to the tribe of Benjamin. They were well-to-do Jews, some of whom, it seems, were quite influential. Saul's father was not only a wealthy Pharisee, but he was also a Roman citizen, a privilege that his son inherited. Like his father, Saul was a tentmaker, as all young Jews had to have a trade, whatever their social status. Saul's hometown, Tarsus, was an important free city and a center of commerce, which lay at the junction of the trade routes connecting east and west. Many wealthy merchants lived there. But the population of this university metropolis was mainly concerned with Greek culture. The schools of Tarsus could rival those of Athens and Alexandria. Saul's parents were conservative Jews, and they did not want their son to grow up in the center of non-Jewish culture. Their son, therefore, could not be educated anywhere else than in the very center of Judaism. So his father sent him at an early age to Jerusalem to be instructed by Gamaliel, an eminent leader of the Pharisees. This well-known rabbi was highly esteemed among the people. He was a member of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish Supreme Court of Justice, and was very influential in Jewish society. It was Gamaliel who had advised his colleagues at the time of the apostles' arrest to leave the Christians alone and to let their leaders go, because, he had told them, if their undertaking was of human origin, it would fail. But if it was from God, no one could stop it, and if the Jews opposed it, they might find themselves fighting against God. Saul, therefore, received an excellent upbringing at the hands of this wise and moderate rabbi. But the young man was far from sharing his teacher's moderation. Endowed with great intelligence and well taught in the understanding of Scripture, he later described his state of mind at that time in his epistle to the Galatians. "You have heard of my previous way of life in Judaism," he wrote. "I was ahead of most fellow Jews of my age in my practice of the Jewish religion, and was extremely zealous for the traditions of my fathers. Fervent in the faith, abiding strictly by the law of Moses, and gifted with great abilities, this intelligent young Pharisee had a brilliant future ahead of him. At the time of Stephen's execution, to which he had given his approval, Saul was about 30 years old, and he was already a member of the Sanhedrin. He had been present at Stephen's trial, and the witnesses who stoned this first Christian martyr had laid their clothes at the young man's feet. Then he had taken an active part in the persecution that had broken out against the Church of Christ immediately after this murder. Years later, when he appeared before King Agrippa, Saul described the part he had played at that time. "I was convinced that I ought to do all that was possible to oppose the name of Jesus of Nazareth," he said, "and that is just what I did in Jerusalem. On the authority of the chief priests, I put many of the saints in prison, and when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them. Many a time I went from one synagogue to another to have them punished, and I tried to force them to blaspheme. In my obsession against them, I even went to foreign cities to persecute them." This fanaticism was sincere. Saul was motivated by fervent love for the God of Israel and for his people. In the eyes of a pious Jew, the message of the gospel was the worst form of apostasy. The idea that Israel's glorious king, the Messiah promised by God, could be crucified like the worst criminal was unthinkable. How could Jesus be the Son of God if he was cursed by heaven itself? As the law declared, "Cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree." For a devout Pharisee, this blasphemy might well bring down God's wrath on the whole Jewish nation. Saul, therefore, set out to fight this heresy, not only in Judea, but also among the Jews abroad. God, however, had a very different purpose for the life of this young persecutor of the Christian Church. He was to become the Apostle Paul, one of the most eminent servants of Jesus Christ. Next episode, Saul's conversion.